గోపీ జనవల్లభ గిరివర ధారీ గోపీ జనవల్లభ గిరి గోపీ జనవల్లభ గిరివర ధారీ యశోదనందన వ్రజ జన రంజన యశోదనందన వ్రజ జన రంజన యమునా తీరావనచారి యమునా యమునా తీరావనచారి జయ రాధమాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ రాధమ జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ గోపీ జనవల్లభ గిరివర ధారీ గోపీ జనవల్లభ జయ గోపీ జనవల్లభ గిరివర ధారీ యశోదనందన వ్రజ జన రంజన యశోదనందన వ్రజ యశోదనందన వ్రజ జన రంజన యమునా తీరావనచారి యమునా తీరావనచారి యమునా తీరావనచారి యమునా తీరా హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే జయ ప్రభుపద 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 శ్రీల ప్రభుపద ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయేత్ నష్టప్రాయేషు భద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీరోత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. హరే కృష్ణ. సో వి వుడ్ లైక్ టు వెల్కమ్ ఆల్ ఫర్ టుడేస్ మార్నింగ్ భాగవతం క్లాస్. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 17, entitled Punishment and Reward of Kali, text number 17. Dharma Vacha Etadva Pandaveyanam యుక్తం ఆర్తాభయం వచ ఏషాం గుణగణై కృష్ణో దౌత్యాదౌ భగవాన్ కృత. ధర్మ ఉవాచ ఏతద్వా పాండవేయాణాం యుక్తం ఆర్తాభయం వచ ఏషాం గుణగణై కృష్ణో దౌత్యాదౌ భగవాన్ కృతః. ధర్మ ఉవాచ ఏతద్వా పాండవేయాణాం యుక్తం ఆర్తాభయం వచ ఏషాం గుణగణై కృష్ణో దౌత్యాదౌ భగవాన్ కృతః. ఏతత్వ పాండవేయాణాం ఏషాం గుణగణై కృష్ణో దౌత్యాదౌ భగవాన్ కృతః. ఏతద్వా పాండవేయానాం మాతాజీస్ ధర్మ ఉవాచ ఏతావత్ పాండవేయానాం భయం వచ ధర్మ ఉవాచ. ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ రిలిజియన్ సెడ్ ఏతత్ ఆల్ దీస్ వ బై యూ పాండవేయాణం ఆఫ్ దోస్ హు ఆర్ ఇన్ ద పాండవ డైనెస్టీ యుక్తం జస్ట్ బిఫిటింగ్ Artha, the sufferer, Abhayam, freedom from all fears, Vachaha, speeches, Esham, those, Gunaganai, by the qualifications, Krishnaha, even Lord Krishna, Dautyadayo, the duty of a messenger, etc., Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, Kritaha, performed. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation: the personality of religion said, these words just spoken by you befit a person of the Pandava dynasty. Captivated by the devotional qualities of the Pandavas, even Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead, performed duties as a messenger. Purport: the assurances and challenges made by Maharaja Parikshit are never exaggerations of his real power. The Maharaj said that even the denizens of heaven could not escape this stringent government if they were violators of religious principles. He was not very falsely proud, for a devotee of the Lord is equally as powerful as the Lord, or sometimes more powerful by His grace. And any promise made by a devotee, though it may be ordinarily very difficult to fulfill, is properly executed by the grace of the Lord. The Pandavas, by their unalloyed devotional service and full surrender unto the Lord, made it possible for the Lord to become a chariot driver or sometimes their letter messenger. Such duties executed by the Lord for His devotees are always very pleasing to the Lord, because the Lord wants to render service to His unalloyed devotee, whose life has no other engagement than to serve the Lord with full love and devotion. Maharaja Parikshit, grandson of Arjuna, the celebrated friendly servitor of the Lord, was a pure devotee of the Lord like his grandfather. And therefore, the Lord was always with him, even from the time when he was helplessly lying in the womb of his mother and was attacked by the blazing Brahmastra weapon of Ashwatthama. A devotee is always under the protection of the Lord, and therefore the assurance of protection by Maharaja Parikshit could never be without meaning. The personality of religion accepted this fact and thus thanked the king for his being true to his exalted position. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuronmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatham Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha
जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा. So I would like to seek the blessings of all devotees present, that I may be able to speak something for my own purification and also for the pleasure of devotees from this exalted subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. The chapter is entitled Punishment and Reward of Kali, and we have been hearing in the last few days that how Parikshit Maharaj, being the one of the greatest of devotees who was descendant of the Pandavas, he is going through his kingdom and to ensure that things are going right, and he finds that how this personality, who is actually a Shudra, but he was wearing the dress of a Kshatriya, and he was actually beating and torturing the cow and the bull, which are actually the symbols of Mother Earth and Dharma. And here in this verse, we are seeing that how now he actually then assures Mother Cow and the bull that don't worry, I am here, I am the descendant of the Pandavas. Don't think that just because Krishna is not there or the Pandavas are not the Pandavas are not there, that's why somebody can do such a irreligious act like this. And so actually Parikshit Maharaj, he wanted to assure, and he gave many reasons why he wanted to punish Kali personified. First of all, he said that I want to punish him because otherwise as a king I will not be fulfilling my duties, and that will actually reduce the span of my life, my fame, my fortune and my progress into the next life. Maybe so that's why I want to chastise him or punish him. The second reason which he offered was that I want to punish him because it is the highest duty of the king. Thirdly, then in the he said, I want to punish him because I want to maintain the reputation of Lord Krishna, being Pandavas and being the greatest devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, as devotees, they are always wanting to fulfill the desires of the Lord, fulfill the establishment of dharma for which Lord always takes avatar. So for that reason. And then the fourth reason what he says is that I want to punish so as to maintain the reputation of the Pandavas. The Pandavas, they engaged in this big huge battle of Mahabharata only for, not for their own self-interest or for their selfish purpose, but rather for establishing dharma, and they were called as Raja Rishis. They were kings, but at the same time saints. And fifthly, he says that I want to punish this miscreant to benefit the innocent and give peace to the innocent. Like those who are followers of dharma, they need to be taken care of, they need to be sheltered, they need to be given protection. And those who are innocent, they need to be protected. And he also says that even if the perpetrator of such a crime may be a demigod,
somebody who is much more powerful, who are more powerful than the humans, even then I am ready to chastise them or to put them to task. And sixthly, in the last reason which he says, is that it is the, which is similar to the second reason, he says that it is the highest duty of the king to protect those who follow scriptures and to punish who don't follow the Swadharma. And although there is no emergency, like yesterday we were hearing from Balram Shakti Prabhu very beautifully the importance of following the Varnashram Dharma. So it is the, we can see here that it is the duty of the king to protect his subjects not only from the miscreants or thieves or rogues like that who or criminals. At the same time, it is also who may appear so very in public, but also to protect the people from corrupt ministers in his own, in his own ministry also. Nowadays, like many times we see that the people who are supposed to be, who are in charge of the administration or who are in charge to enforce law, they themselves are corrupt. They are themselves exploiting in nature. And so it becomes more difficult for the king or the leader to ensure that he protects the innocent citizens from such rogues, I mean such people. Like even in Krishna Leela we see, like Krishna, he protected the Brajavasis from various demons and asuras. Like Putana, Pralambasur, Shakatasur and all these asuras, they came in different forms. And Krishna killed them and protected the Brajavasi. At the same time, sometimes when his own so-called members of his administration, when they also inflicted some torture upon his subjects, then Krishna had to take efforts to put them to task also. Like we have this famous example of Indra. When Indra, he is actually one of the devatas, and he was supposed to take care of, provide rain and nourishment for the people. But on the other hand, he was actually causing, because of his pride, he was causing disturbance to the Brajavasis. And then so Krishna had to come and chastise them. So it is, that is the duty of a king. So he protects his subjects or his praja from criminals. Sometimes we may see that the miscreants, they appear like miscreants, means some terrorists, they may come in their own names of their organization with gun and all, and like that, apparently it's easier to identify them. And so, like we see the various asuras when they come, at some times they may be in disguise. So like Pralambasur, he came as a cowherd boy. So it was difficult to detect, or sometimes some asura comes in the form of a bull. So in such times also it is important that the king or the leader, he identifies who they are and then he properly chastises them. And even like we can see, sometimes even devotees may be there who may be in the form of a asura, or like we have the example of Vritrasura. He was actually a devotee, and then but he was externally, he was looking like an asura. So we can see, so the most important thing what we is necessary to understand over here is not what we appear as, but actually what is our intent or what is our substance. So here also we can see that Parikshit Maharaj is not going by the external appearance of Kali, but rather he is seeing that his actions are actually of torturing mother cow and bull, and so he is ready to take action against him. And here now we see that now Dharma, after hearing the words of assurance of Parikshit Maharaj, he is now actually glorifying Parikshit Maharaj and saying that whatever you are speaking, the assurance which you are giving is actually befitting your lineage, your your ancestors were Pandavas, who are such great devotees of the Lord, so much so that Lord Krishna was very eager and happy to be like, he was just like a friend of yours. He was like a family member, and he was playing playing with you, and like with your grandfather Arjuna, with dice and other games, and also participating not like as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but like a family member. So here it may seem that, oh, is it that Parikshit Maharaj is saying, okay, I am going to chastise, I am Kali, or I am going to punish Kali. So is it out of arrogance or is it out of pride that he is saying like that? But actually, that okay, even if that personality is somebody like a devata or a much, much more powerful person, but still I am going to chastise him. So, but actually here, Dharma, or in the form of the bull, he is actually explaining that no, it is actually, it is a fact that, and scriptures are a proof of that. That the devotees actually are sometimes as powerful as the Lord, or sometimes even more powerful they become. Because of the blessings or the mercy of the Lord, they actually become more powerful than the Lord also. And there are so many such examples we can see. And like one example which comes to mind is that of in the ninth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when the story of Durvasamani and Ambarish Maharaj. That story is there. So Durvasamani had actually committed offense against Ambarish Maharaj. So externally speaking, if we see, the Lord, he says, Aham Bhakta Paradhino. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead said that I am completely under the control of my devotees and I am not at all independent. Normally we say that Lord is actually supreme, he is Swarat, he is fully independent. But here the Lord is claiming that I am not independent, I am actually subservient to my devotees. So we can see in this example that how Durvasamani, although externally he was looking like a sadhu, or he was himself a mystic yogi, but and on the other hand, Ambarish Maharaj, he was a king. He had so much of possessions and he was having so much of property, wealth and everything. But who is actually a sadhu, if we see in this example, in this story, that although when the story, all of us are aware that how Durvasamani had actually come to, at that time when Ambarish Maharaj was supposed to break his fast. He was following this Ekadashi Vrata for full year, and then he has been, now he was supposed to do Paran, and at that time Durvasamani came, and as per Vedic etiquette, to take care of the guest is important, so he asked him to get refreshed, and then in the meantime he will arrange for Prasad. But the time for Parana was getting over, and so Ambarish Maharaj, with the consultation of the Brahmanas, he actually took Charanamrit and he broke the fast. And Durvasamani, he out of arrogance, he became so angry that he, with his hair, he created a demon who was supposed to kill Ambarish Maharaj. But immediately then the Sudarshan Chakra appeared and it destroyed the demon, and then it began following Durvasamani. And Durvasamani, so we can see at that point of time, if you see, Ambarish Maharaj, he was not at all disturbed when this episode happened. Normally, and he was not feeling that, fearing that, okay, I'll have to give up my life, I'm going to die now. Rather, he folded his hand and said, felt that if this is what the Lord desires, then so may be, so it be. And of course, the Sudarshan Chakra actually killed that demon, and it was behind. And when it came, when it approached Durvasamani, who, although externally he was like a sadhu, but then he started running for his life. He went to all such places, means tried all his means how to save himself. But then eventually he went to Brahmaloka, Shivaloka, to Lord Vishnu's place, and then eventually he understood that Lord is saying that I am Bhakta Paradino. So you have to take shelter of my devotee only. You have tried to harm him, so now it is there is no other alternative. You have to go and beg forgiveness from him. And then of course Dhruvasa Muni comes and begs forgiveness. So we can see here that how the Lord actually becomes subservient to his devotee. And the devotee over here, although externally he did not pick up even a single blade of grass or anything to protect himself, but actually he was protected. And not only that, Dhruvasa Muni was also given a proper lesson over here. So we can see even in Mahabharata, like there are so many such instances, like where devotees of the Lord, they had made such a commitment which was much very difficult to be fulfilled, and yet Lord Krishna had to then make special endeavor to ensure that his words, the devotee's commitment is upheld. Like in Bhagavad Gita also, Lord says that Kaunteya Pratijanehi Name Bhakta Pranashyati. So he, Lord actually asks Arjun only to declare that my devotees will never perish. So if it was Krishna who said that, then it may be that sometime that may be broken. Why? Because many times Krishna breaks his own vow just to protect the vow of his devotee. And so here we can see that Krishna, he tells Arjuna that you take the vow, so that to keep your vow, I will have no other option. So we can see, like in Mahabharata, there is this episode of how when Abhimanyu was killed by Jayadrath. It's a very long story, but then just to understand this principle, we can see that when Abhimanyu was killed by all the Kauravas together in a very, very heinous and unethical manner, and they were, and Jayadrath was the main cause, because he had got this boon by worshipping Lord Shiva that he would be able to defeat all the Pandavas. And at that time, they had organized this Chakravyuhs to ensure that Yudhishthir Maharaj is he is bound. And to protect Yudhishthir Maharaj, Abhimanyu had to enter this Chakravyuh, because he was the only person who was knowing this skill. And because of that, because Jayadrath was the cause of Abhimanyu's death, Arjuna had taken the vow that, okay, tomorrow before sunset I am going to kill Jayadrath, else I will enter fire. So the Kauravas, they were feeling very happy in the sense that, okay, if we could protect Jayadrath for one day, then we have won this war. On the other hand, Jayadrath was feeling very high, very fearful, because he was thinking, now tomorrow to mera bhi ek hi din bach gaya hai, matlab. So now Arjuna, after taking this vow, he went back to his camp and then he went to take rest. But then it was Krishna who was in anxiety. So Arjuna, Lord Krishna asked Arjuna, how you took this such a vow and now you are sleeping peacefully, you are taking rest. So he said, I have taken the vow, now it is your duty to make it come true. And then of course, the next day, the day of the battle was so long, and first of all, so much of events were taking place, and somehow the other, Arjuna was not able to come close to Jayadrath, because the Kauravas had arranged so many lines of army just to protect Jayadrath, because they knew if Arjuna was to enter fire, then their war is won. So, and Krishna had to organize so many things, and he tried his level best, but eventually they could see that, and during the course of the wars, the horses, they were becoming tired, and they were needing some water and some refreshment. And so Krishna actually, not only did he drive the chariot, but he also took care of the horse. He provided them nice water and then brushed them and rejuvenated them. And then again the battle started, and Arjuna tried his level best. But somehow or the other, they were not able to reach to Jayadrath. Because. And then Krishna had to do his trick. And he created an illusion that as though that sunset has happened. And then Jayadrath started jumping, and all the Kauravas were so happy. And then they all, that now Arjuna's vow has been put aside, and now he has to enter fire. So, and then at that time, Lord Krishna, he actually, because Jayadrath had come out in front, then Krishna said that, don't know, just see, it's not yet sunset, so you can immediately kill him. And just to maintain, because Krishna wanted to protect the Pandavas, his devotees, and he wanted the dharma to be established. So he took so many such steps just to protect the vows of his devotees. So we can see that Lord Krishna, like there is this verse where it says that he takes many roles as a not as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but rather as a family member, as a person whom they love the most. It is explained that Sarathya Parshada Sevana Sakya Dautya Virasana Nugamanastavana Pramana Snigdeju Pandushu Jagat Pranatimsya Vishnur Bhaktis Karoti Nirpatis Sharana Ravinde. So in the this is a verse from the 16th chapter, and Prabhupada in the purport, he very nicely explains that the Lord Krishna was for the Pandavas the Supreme Personality of Godhead, their worshipable deity, their guide, the chariot driver, their friend, and the servant and messenger, and everything which they could conceive, everything Lord was ready to play the role. Like even at the time when Draupadi, she was being tried to be disrobed in the Kuru assembly. All the male members were there, but nobody was ready to offer protection or was in a position to offer protection to Draupadi. And at that time, Lord Krishna, upon the calling of Draupadi, he came. But he came in such a form that nobody could understand. He came in the form of a sari. And it is said that these are the dealings of the Supreme Lord, where we can see that what is the commitment the Lord gives to his devotees, that he appears, and there was a pile of cloth, sari over there in the assembly, and Dushasana, the evil minded Dushasana, he became fully tired just by just pulling the ropes, and the honor of Draupadi was kept intact. So the Lord, he comes to the rescue of his devotee under any circumstance. And by such unalloyed determination, they could actually, so by, because of their love and commitment to the Supreme Lord, they were able to secure Lord's mercy in any shape which they desired. Like Parampuja Radhanath Swami Maharaj also, he explains in one of the lectures that how Krishna is always there in the association of devotees. If we actually want to seek the blessings and mercy of the Lord, that we can find in the association of devotees. One cannot actually separate the Lord from his devotees, nor one can separate the devotees of the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada also explains that Krishna is never alone. Always, whenever we see the form of the Lord or the photograph, we always see it is always with the devotees. And that is why he is with his devotees. And that is why he is called Bhaktavatsal. And he actually becomes a servant of the servant of the servant. And we can see that although Krishna is the absolute truth, he is the cause of all causes, the most powerful creator and maintainer and destroyer of everything. But he is taking such a humble position, like in this, we can see in these episodes, By becoming a servant of by becoming a charioteer, by becoming the messenger, to become a messenger or a driver is not one of the best professions which any of us would want to do. You know, if any of us would ask our child to, what you want to become, if he says, "I want to become a driver," a chariot driver, or "I want to become a courier boy to carry the message." That may not be the best thing. But here we can see, it's only out of love that Krishna is, who is the most powerful of all. And he is able to protect his devotees from such great people like Bhishma and Drona. And not only that, even the other powerful demigods, like with the help of and mercy of Lord Krishna, Arjuna was able to defeat even Lord Shiva and we can see and many other personalities or demigods, and that was only possible, and that's what actually Arjuna also accepts at the fag end of his life when Lord Krishna actually disappeared. Then Arjuna says that, see, now I am not able to defeat even the cowherd boys. But at certain point of time, I was able to defeat even Lord Shiva. How is that possible? That is only possible because of the mercy of the Lord. And so, Arjuna was performing the role of a Kshatriya. He was fighting for Dharma. And at the same time, we can see that Krishna, he was ready to serve him as a charioteer. That is why we have this great. Also, there is another very nice example where we see that Krishna, he was appointed as the president of the Rajasuya Yagya. When Yudhishthira Maharaj was performing the Yagya, Rajasuya Yagya, he was appointed as the leader over there. But yet, he took the role of taking care of the guests, receiving the guests, washing their feet, and providing them. Because he wanted to prove to the to all that his devotee Yudhishthira Maharaj, now he has been enthroned as the king, so he took such a humble position. So this is actually such a great wonderful leela of Lord Sri Krishna that we can see. And we can also see that how Lord Krishna is ready to risk his own prestige for the pleasure of devotees. So, here we can see that Krishna accepts. He is not worried about what people may think of him. But he wants to see that his devotees are always in the best position. Just like we can see a very mundane example to understand that just in a home, when the father is playing with the child and they have a fight. Kushti or something like that, just to as a friendly. So father, when he's fighting with the child, he does not say that if the father wants, he may just bash up, he can just strangle the child if it is so needed. But actually the child, when he tries and he's playing with the father, the father accepts defeat. He falls down and he says that, "Oh, I cannot hit you. No, I'm helpless now. I'm bound," like that. And the child becomes very happy. Had the father bashed up, then neither the child would have been happy, nor the father, and nor the other family members. But here, when the child shows that he is actually defeated the father, the child is also jubilant, and the father also. When he meets with his relatives and even when he also proclaims, "See, aaj aise ladai mein aisa ho gaya mere ko, isne hara diya." And all the family members are also so happy. So similarly, Lord Krishna also, by accepting defeat, like even in Vraj Leela, we can see how when Krishna, he was playing with his coward boys, it was very easy. Krishna was killing so many big asuras. But with his cowherd friends, Gopbal, when they were playing, he would it was not difficult for him to be a winner over there. But Krishna actually wanted to increase the pleasure of his devotees, the Brajvasis, also of himself and all the audiences in the future who will be reading this pastime, that how Krishna is ready to accept defeat and dance according to the tunes of, like we know the example of how the gopis, they would say, ask Krishna to dance or to when he gets defeated in the matches with the Gopal, then he actually carries the winner on his shoulder and he takes them. So Krishna is ready to provide all such benefit or rather to his devotees, just to prove the fact that he is actually more pleased when his devotees are served and they are taken care of. So so this is actually the expression of love and intimacy. And we can also see that by his own pastimes, Lord Krishna displays that even though he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is the master of all, but he is a person who makes the fear personified fearful, but then he becomes fearful of his own devotees. Like this famous example we have of how Mother Yashoda, she was able to, just with a small stick in hand, she was able to threaten or to make Krishna fearful. And it was actually that Krishna was trembling in fear, his hands and legs. And it was not that it was just like a show. Normally we see like here, even if the father, in this example of father and son, we can, many a times we will see that, okay, it is actually a fake thing. We could understand. But when actually Lord Krishna was, his dealings with Mother Yashoda and Mother Brajavasis, we could see that there was no doubt. People who were seeing this or understanding, because the Brajavasis themselves, it never came to their mind that, oh, actually he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is not just like any other ordinary child. So this is the glory of Lord Krishna, that he wants to, he fakes it in the real way. You cannot make a difference in that. So we can see that although Lord Krishna, he is glorified in all the scriptures, Vedic scriptures, by all the various Upanishads, and so many there are so many songs written about the glories of the Lord, and also we can see even in other religions also, they are also full of glories of the Supreme Lord. But sometimes the Lord actually takes more happiness when he is sometimes chastised by his devotees. You know? And when he is chastised, then Lord becomes even more happy. So we can see that just by understanding these glories of the Lord, we can actually make our life immortal, we can go back to Godhead. We can see only a devotee can understand the glories of the Lord. And like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, bhakto sime sakha cheti rahasyam yetad uttamam. So if one wants to understand the glories of the Lord, he has to actually become a devotee of the Lord. And it is only the pure devotees who can enjoy the pastimes of the Lord. So to be able to relish such pastimes, like that is also a sign of a great devotion. So His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was once mentioning of how Srila Prabhupada, when he was in New Vrindavan, at that time they were celebrating the Janmashtami festival. And it was also at the end, means they had aarti at 12 midnight, and after that all the devotees were sitting. And then Prabhupada said, let us read from Krishna book. You know? And so they began, and then when they were reading, so first chapter was finished, and Prabhupada was sitting on the Vyasasana and was hearing, and devotees were reading. So first chapter got end, and then so then everybody said, so thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport of so and so pastime. And then everybody said, Jai Prabhupada. And then, so they thought that, okay, now the katha is over. Now everybody will go for rest. But then Prabhupada said, next chapter. And then, okay, so then all devotees were seeking. And there were sannyasis and there were all devotees. They were all sitting over there. And Prabhupada was relishing the leelas of Lord Sri Krishna. And of course, all devotees were very tired at that time, and they were all thinking that, okay, next katha will get over. And then there was this katha of the Vedas personified offering their prayers to Mother. And that entire chapter, it was so long. And then they were thinking, oh, this is never going to end like that. But then eventually when it ended, and they said, okay, at least now Prabhupada will close the katha, and then we will go for rest and have prasadam. But then it continued, and like that, and it was all the devotees. Maharaj was explaining, they were actually sitting over there, and many of them were falling asleep. Means those who were sitting there, where somebody was becoming the pillow for the other devotee over there. Many of the sannyas dandas, they were falling. But still Prabhupada said, next chapter and next chapter, and then it was going on and on. Of course, we will not go on so like that. I'm just waiting for 9:50. So, and then, but eventually, when devotees were actually, the volume of the jai became slower and lower, slowly. And eventually then Prabhupada, he said, he looking at the devotees, the devotees were feeling that it is not going to end. Krishna Katha is going to go on like this. So, the devotees did not even have that so much energy of saying Jai. So in the end, actually Prabhupada, he said, I am sure some of the devotees would be praying at the lotus feet of Radha Vrindavan Chandra, that he would not say again one next chapter. You know? So, and, but then, when Prabhupada said, I think that now you are all tired, so perhaps we should end here. And then there was a tumultuous jai, Hari Bol. And so Maharaj was actually explaining that how it is only a pure devotee who can actually relish Krishna Katha. So by, and of course, just like the example is given that for a jaundiced person, he has to continue drinking all sugarcane juice, although it may be tasting bitter. So similarly, even for us, slowly and slowly, means if we continue to listen Krishna Katha and to Kirtan, then surely we will also be able to improve in some way. And just like one last point which I would like to mention here, that even Lord Krishna is not able to understand the love of his devotees, as explained. And so, just like Mayavadis, they want to become like God. But actually the devotees, they, although they may not desire like that, but then they actually become the father of God. They become his superior also. And or the lover of the God. And so to experience this love, actually Krishna takes the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And just very soon we'll be celebrating Gaur Purnima festival. And where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appears with the complexion and with the mood of Srimati Radharani, the most cherished servitor of the Supreme Lord. And in that mood, he comes to relish the love of Lord Krishna. And also it is explained that just by becoming devotee of the Lord, or the devotee of the Lord, that is how actually we can actually make our life perfect Like even in the case of the pastime, Ambarish Maharaj's pastime, we saw that Lord Vishnu sent him that now you go and beg forgiveness from Durvasa Muni to beg forgiveness from Ambarish Maharaj. So by becoming a servant of Ambarish Maharaj, actually Durvasa Muni could access the mercy of the Lord. He could get the compassion of the Lord. So just like that, even for ourselves, if we can become the servants of Srila Prabhupada and continue to serve in whatever way possible in this mission, then surely we will also become more dear to Lord Krishna and seek his mercy and blessings. So thank you all very much, praying that you bless me also for this. Hare Krishna. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavad Mahapurana ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Thank you.